The former cybersecurity advisor to US Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush is warning that computer hackers are posing an escalating threat to global security. Melissa Hathaway is now an advisor to the technology giant Cisco. She's in Australia to launch the Cyber Readiness Index, which examines how exposed the world's top 35 countries are to potential attacks. While Australia rates highly, the report says, at the very least, cyber attacks could erode economic growth. Melissa Hathaway spoke in Canberra with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Australia is about to take on the presidency of the G20, and you want to see cyber security high up on the agenda. But are you surprised that it's not there already?
I am, actually, because the G20 is all about the stable and sustainable growth of our societies, and much of that is dependent upon our ICT adoption and the internet.
We know that the G20 is focusing primarily on global growth in the aftermath of the global financial crisis, but this report says economic growth could be eroded in the event of any cyber attack, even for countries that are well prepared.
That's right. Well, I think that most countries are beginning to commit to addressing cybersecurity, and most of our countries are expecting anywhere from 4 to 10% GDP growth based on ICT and internet services, but we're not actually securing some of those services as we adopt them.
You're focusing a lot on the G20, and in the past there have been claims that G20 meetings have been bugged by foreign governments. That's probably a pretty good reason to have cybersecurity high up on the G20 agenda.
I think that cybersecurity should be part of the G20 agenda because it is about our economies and the growth of each and every one of our economies. And to the extent that cyber activities are increasingly degrading our GDP health and well-being in each of our nations, then it's of the responsibility of the wealthiest nations and of those nations that are the members of the G20 to try to make a better and sustainable internet and digital economy for all of us.
Australia rates pretty well out of the Index along with Canada, the Netherlands, the United States and Britain. Policies and firewalls are in place, but you seem worried that that's not quite enough to stop a malicious hacker.
It isn't, and while we have the policies that are beginning, I think there's more that can be done. First is measuring the declining gains to GDP, and second, I think, is overall infrastructure hygiene. The United States accounts for more than 30% of the infected computers that are causing some of the cybercrime, and Australia's number two with 10%.
And of course, when it comes to that hygiene, when it comes to cybercrime, you're talking about potential attacks on infrastructure that could be anything from air traffic control to ports or railways or telecommunications.
It's leveraging the infection points to cause harm to any of the essential services, whether that is your health records that are stored in the cloud or it's your telecommunication services or the water or power that flows to your house.
Eavesdropping by intelligence agencies is in the news, and for example, the United States listening in on Angela Merkel's mobile phone calls. I don't expect you to comment on that, but that's a whole new level of cybersecurity.
I think that initiatives of what states do to inform their leaders and surveillance practices are widely practiced around the world. Citizens should expect that our governments are doing everything in their power to enable a productive and safe lifestyle. Each of our governments approach that differently.
Cybersecurity expert Melissa Hathaway speaking in Canberra to our business editor Peter Ryan.